Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Wilson Hames. Today on Climate and Community, I met with a former Maine Service Fellow who served at the organization Center for Ecology-Based Economy in Norway, Maine.
My name is Gianluca Nguyen. I'm from Argentina, from the Andes region specifically. I ended up in the U.S. because I went to school at Bates College and then decided that I wanted to stay in Maine to work. Now I'm doing a Master's of Science in Sustainable Territorial Development in Italy and Ecuador through the European Union. And in the last 6 years, I've been focusing my career mostly on climate mitigation and adaptation, especially focused on marginalized communities that are usually not included.
Today, we will learn more from Gianluca about his time working for the Center for Ecology-Based Economy, also known as CB, and what compelled him to pursue addressing climate impacts.
The main reason why I ended up doing climate work was because I grew up in an environment in which I didn't feel like my rights were protected nor accounted for. In Argentina, and still today, pollution and also climate change is not even a thing that the government talks about. Growing up without having access to basic healthy environment aspects, I really wanted to study something that gave me the tools to bring back to my community the things that were taken from them. I was also very interested in international development and the global aspect of climate change. So that's why I ended up at Bates, to also learn in a different cultural context about what people were doing for climate change.
While Gianluca's interest in climate work stemmed from his experience in Argentina, his passion for working at the local level, even thousands of miles from home, remained consistent after graduating from Bates College.
I was a recent graduate and I really wanted to be in a community that cared about getting to people and having a real effect on the community. The most important thing is for people that know their issues to be involved in decision making and decision processes. And so CB to me represented that as a organization.
I asked Gianluca to describe the Center for Ecology-Based Economy and to share how their approach supports engagement and local decision-making.
CB is an organization in the Western Foothills in Norway, Maine, that was born in 2013 by a group of neighbors and someone that was very inspired by his community. His name is Scott Blon, and they realized that there was not a lot of environmentalist presence in Norway, and so they decided to get together and form an organization that was by people and for people to figure out how they wanted their community to be not only sustainable but also resilient to the impact of climate change. All around Maine, there's so many organizations that talk about the environment, that preserve the coast, that preserve the ocean, and I feel like there's not that many organizations in the area where CB is that speak to the realities of the people that live there, like people that, you know, not only suffer through floods, but also maybe don't even have infrastructure to bike or to grow food. So that was the idea behind CB. And if you go today, you'll find that it's in the main street that you go in, that it's very accessible to anyone that wants to go and shape their community. And they have different working groups that focus on transportation, on growing food, on energy, for example, like making sure that people have proper heating in the winter and that they have access to solar energy and that they know about the options that exist, but also trying to make the community get together in different events. I think most importantly, CB is a very unique organization because it's trying very hard to focus specifically on making sure that climate change is accessible to everyone, especially those that maybe don't believe in climate change. I think that CB is putting a lot of effort into making sure that everyone feels accepted, and that also bring the conversation to places that it hasn't been before. being at CV makes me feel like what I wanted to do as a child became a reality to a certain extent.
Next week on Climate and Community, join us to continue the conversation with John Luca to hear more about his experience pursuing climate action in Western Maine, where he developed a deeper understanding of how community leadership and decision-making translates from theory into practice.
This has been Climate and Community with the Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.